Today on When Calls the Heart, we talk about chocolate cake, volume estimates, stolen documents, and possible broken hearts. What the heck with that ending? We're talking all about it. Stay tuned, hearties.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hearties. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here doing When Calls the Heart After Buzz TV After Show.
Here we go.
There it is. Kind of solemn a little bit today.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini, and joining me, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm James Lott Jr., and I just want to say to the reason why I wasn't here, I had a death in my family, and yet another one. And I would dedicate the show to her. Her name was Margarita, and I used to call her La Reina, which in Spanish means the queen.
The queen.
And we laid her to rest this weekend, so I want to thank everybody for the shout-outs and the prayers. Special mention to the Mitten Hearties. I was supposed to meet up with them this weekend in Michigan, and I heard they had to cancel anyway because of an ice storm. I just heard that snow.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow in the US right now.
It's spring. What's going on? But I want to give a shout out to Patricia and to Jeanette, who we were working things out, and I was supposed to be there, but I will get there. But I want to thank everyone again for just, once again, the Hearties show up. Right, Minister?
They always show up.
They show up, and I want to thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So things we'll definitely cover in this episode. We'll be talking about Carson's birthday and the birthday cake mishaps, of course.
That was funny,
stolen records from Gowan, but, you know, actually doing the right actions afterwards.
Yes.
More math than we'd like to admit.
Yes.
With Jesse. That was a lot of math.
Yes.
And what the heck with the ending with Jack? Don't worry, Hardy.
We're going to talk about it.
We will get to it.
There's a full episode we want to talk about first.
Yes. We're going to keep our show more positive today.
Yes, we'll get there.
We will talk about the elephant
Marissa,
in the room.
Marissa, your makeup is pretty today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's sparkly today.
I am. I'm half sparkly. My shirt is like half diva with the sequins and half not.
Yes.
But before we get all the way into it, what were your quick thoughts, James?
So minus the ending, because we did that today, I just minus that. It was a great episode. Again, showcasing the town and the various characters, and their relationships. And just, you know, and another person came to town. Every time somebody comes to town, I get nervous.
I know.
Whether it's a male or female, doesn't matter. When they come to town, I'm like, what are they here for?
And this time, it was female.
I know.
We'll get to that.
But overall, I thought it was, there was some great kind of, you know, I dig deep into these shows.
Always.
It was so good to see certain characters have grown. That's what I see in this episode. And then, of course, the kids being mischievous. But I think I'm thinking of Jesse and Gowan both, how much they have grown from
character
when we first
growth.
Met them.
So,
I liked it. What did you think about the episode?
Yes, a lot of character growth. Overall, it was, I don't want to say light, but it was a very easy
episode.
Yeah. Easy, and I say, like, everything was going fairly well for everybody until the last 20 seconds, which, don't worry. We'll get there.
I see you guys in there. We'll get there.
But overall, I did, as an entirety, love
the episode. It was a good episode. Rachel Snyder says, yep, rarely good when someone comes to town.
I know.
That's always like.
I know.
That sucks because Rosemary was on time, but we'll talk about that in a second.
First, let's talk about Jesse and all the math that he had to do. So, poor Jesse.
First of all, Marissa and I, We're not math people.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I was mortified.
That's my father, not me. I'm the creative person here. I mean, I'm more middle brain, but I'm like way more creative than I am analytical in math. I'm actually good with like fixed numbers, but any numbers that change in values.
Same here.
Nope.
Same here.
Nope. But your thoughts on Jesse. So unfortunately he damaged his rotator cuff, but Lee kind of, not to say benched him, but gave him an office position, and it involves with a lot of math and volume estimates. But what were your thoughts of Jesse and how he had tackled this challenge?
It's, again, you know, I've been a fan of Jesse from the beginning, so you know that. And
I always have been.
That's one thing I've always been. And it was great to see him, again, grow some more. And separately and with Clara and with Lee and with Elizabeth. We got to see him with several characters this episode as he was going through this kind of math journey. And so it was so nice to see him be comfortable enough to talk to Clara, be comfortable enough to go to Elizabeth. I mean, like, he went for help. He didn't try any underhandedness or try to play it off, because Lee told him it's very important the numbers are correct.
Mm-hmm. Double check your work.
Yes.
I would fail that so bad.
Me too.
Math is the only subject I did not get
here.
An A.
Same here. Math was my thing, right. I felt for him. Nope. But again, Liz was the best teacher on earth, so I would go to her too.
Yeah, I did, but I did love showing like a vulnerability of Jesse, and he admitted that, but he was afraid to admit it to Clara.
Yeah,
Thoughts of him like admitting that he didn't have the proper education for it,
growth,
but coming around in the end.
That would be embarrassing, especially for a man, especially back then. Mm-hmm. Men are a little macho. That's how we are. That's how we made up. To admit you have a flaw like education, where I didn't go past a certain grade. That would be, and to tell your woman that, you would think she'd look at you differently, like, well, he's dumb, or he's this. And when she,
or just uneducated.
Uneducated. And I love that she was like, you know, I'm so glad you're telling me this. I know you didn't always have a lot when you were growing up. She understood. She totally understood. And so hopefully I will show his character, I can trust her, I can come to her with anything, as they're building the relationship.
Yeah.
And so I liked that he overcame that and talked to her, and that her reaction was great. Because if it had been another direction, she was like, oh my God, I can't believe, then it probably would have wounded him.
Yeah.
And made it worse.
I did love Clara's reaction. It was very understanding. Again, one of the ups and downs of the relationship mm-hmm. is definitely building. But I did love how Jesse was, you know, he had the courage enough to go to Elizabeth to actually get the help. Because he really wanted to do this math and all of this and actually learn. And he sought the help for it. And, you know, Elizabeth, just as great as a teacher,
she's the best
teacher.
She's the best teacher. I want her as my teacher. Teach me some stuff. Like Marissa, yeah. Lucia Carr says, never too old to learn.
You aren't. But math, I actually forgot the formula for finding volume. I was like,
here.
Oh, I'm yeah.
A, same
it's
here.
Lane
I lied.
Times width times height. Should have just called my dad, but it's like we don't use math every single day.
We really don't. I mean, I don't. I mean, I do.
People say you need math every day. It depends on what field you're in.
Yes, that's very true.
Just saying.
Yes.
But it is important, especially because it's tax season, too. Coincidentally.
Yes, that's very true.
I did love how Elizabeth helped him with math and gave him good advice about going to Clara, because it's a good relationship, and Clara should understand.
I was nervous at first when Carson was telling him that he had this rotator thing and the cuff thing happen. My mom had a rotator cuff go out, and it took her months to get it. Rotator cuffs are not to play with.
It's, well, anything with shoulders.
Yes.
I once jarred my shoulder, and it was awful.
Yeah, it's not easy. So, but I was afraid he was going to try to still do work. I mean, I'm glad that Lee was like, I have a job for you. I was laughing a little bit because he was talking about what the job was. He's like, yeah, I can do it. Okay, I can do it. I was like, oh no, don't mess up. But like, he was very smart about it.
Yeah.
So I was very happy with that.
I did like that. And it did show character growth, because when he did come around to Clara in the end, and especially when you brought it up, the line when she's like, you know, you didn't come from much.
Yeah,
but you're working to improve yourself. And like, I love that, because at the same time, Gowan was listening in that conversation. Yes. And there was just some parallelisms going on, because Gowan didn't come back for much, and he's rebuilding himself too. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know the whole Gowan redemption storyline, but I did like how coincidentally they were in the same scene, and it could be applied to Gowan's life as well.
Yes, they actually
Gowan's learning a little bit from Jesse.
They had a conversation. I'm glad they had a conversation. I'm glad they're making them cross paths here and there. The two guys who, you know, were different characters, but did wrong for different reasons.
Yeah, but the principles are still there.
They're still there, and they're still trying to redeem. And are we talking about Gowan now? Are we talking about that? Is that who we're talking about now?
No, a little bit later.
Okay,
a little bit.
So,
later.
But yeah, I did like their scene together. So I did like that.
Yeah, I did that. You know what's another show we like? Conversations with Maria.
That's right.
So, you guys, if you tune into Conversations with Maria Menounos, our founder of AfterBuzz TV, she has an awesome podcast show on iTunes, Conversations mm-hmm. with Maria Menounos.
Yes, that's right.
Drops every Friday. Definitely check it out on iTunes.
Yes.
So go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, comment, and leave a comment there, and let her know that it was us, Marissa and James from When Calls the Heart, who sent you there to go listen to
her
show.
And she knows who we are, so yeah, say our names.
Celebrity influencers, amazing interviews from like all different types of people around the world.
She's done pets. She did a whole series on pet care. She talks to celebrities. She talks to health people on cooking, food, I mean, everything.
Health, wellness, fitness, everything.
Everything.
Like, honestly, it's an amazing show. If you want to, you know, improve on your life, just like these people are, and, you know, it's a great show to listen to. It's very important.
She wants you to have the best life possible, so she's going to give you guests and topics that are going to tell you that, and that's every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday on iTunes, Conversation with Maria Menounos.
That's right.
All right, so let's get into, actually, Carson.
Oh, yeah, Carson, okay.
It's his birthday.
Yes, it's like, yay, birthday.
So Carson and Robert and Cody kind of, like, all mixed together.
They are related.
Also, of course, with Faith. Yeah. I did love how it was Faith's idea to
and Abigail was like, oh,
throw
how sweet.
This party. What are your thoughts of Faith in this episode? First of all, throwing the party, giving him the harmonica, and all of this, because people are really wanting Faith and Carson to be together.
I just love Andrea so much.
I know.
She just lights up the screen when she's on, and just as a person. I want them together. And Paul, too. We love both. I mean, in real life, we know both of them, and they're just so great. Such great people that I want their characters together. They're cute together. They're doctor and nurse. She was so cute and sweet in this episode, trying to pull all this stuff together. I'm like, oh, this could be a great season 6 storyline with them. Maybe some great stuff with them coming together.
Did you expect a kiss in this episode? Because
no.
I sure did.
I
kind of did. Someone threw me a birthday party, I'd like, give them a
Oh, Andrew
kiss
said, I love
Brandon.
You guys, too.
Oh, hi, Andrea.
Oh, Andrea, you're in this. I didn't know you're in the chat. Oh, my God. Yes. We love you.
We love Faith. We love you.
We do. Oh, that just made my day.
I was kind of expecting a kiss in this episode.
Oh, I didn't.
I mean, there was a moment they were together, like they hugged, but I was like, that's it? Come on, Carson. Give her a bigger thank you than that.
That's just you. I mean, it was a big party and everything. Like, hello.
I know.
But
I guess maybe their first kiss won't be PDA. Maybe it'll be.
Oh no! Separate. It'll be in private.
Definitely, it might be private.
Maybe private. I'm glad they had the character of Faith on, and it was a cute storyline. It was very sweet. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Did Carson ever say thank you? He didn't.
He walked in. He was like, "Thanks so much for all
this." Yeah, he said something like, "Yes." He said, "Yeah," something like.
I would have taken a thank you kiss, but moving on. But before even the party, we had the whole Robert and Cody birthday cake mishap. Your thoughts of this? This was actually really funny.
I actually have done this before, so
boys.
I would tell you. So
what?
It's really funny maybe the writers had done it before too as a kid. Where you cut the cake in a certain position and you push it together.
But it's still cut in the middle.
I was a kid. I was dumb. I was a kid. I was a boy kid.
Boys will be boys.
And we did it to cut because we wanted cake. And I remember doing that as a kid. And it really doesn't work. I mean, it didn't really work either.
No, of course not.
It didn't work. Of course.
It's still cut in the middle.
It makes no sense. For me, personally, this was a funny part of the storyline. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And when he dropped the cake, it's like, because he turned around and walked off, I was like, where's he going? And the cake, I was like, that was so funny. Those two together, I think they can have their own little spin-off show. I was like, they're so fun together.
Robert's a little troublemaker.
Oh, he totally is.
And I kind of love it. He's like, not a terrible influence, but he's a bad influence on Cody.
Tries to, and he has that curliest hair, wavy hair, and he looks so drastically different. And it's like, he looks like somebody who would be a little bit mischievous kid, while Cody would be like the kind of angelic kid, like, no, I don't want to try, I won't do that, but like, he goes along with his friend, they go along together, you know. You all have that friend that makes you do things you shouldn't do sometimes. I had that at one point.
I didn't have a friend.
Or maybe I was that friend.
I had a brother like that.
You know, like that Gordon, too.
I mean, I do have a brother
She has a brother still. She has a brother. But you know what I mean?
We were up to no good when we were kids.
See?
And like, there was one night, not to completely digress, we flung green Jello across our kitchen because that was fun.
Green Jello. First of all, why did
my mom was
green
not
Jello?
Happy, but it happens.
Okay.
You know, kids will be kids.
It's not
just boys. Sometimes you just do stupid things when you're a kid.
Oh, and Valerie Sorrell says, I thought the irony of Elizabeth laughing at their cake. I tweeted her asking if she should be laughing, hashtag season 1. That's actually pretty funny. Yes, I didn't even think about that. So that's good. Anyways, that's
But how do you think Abigail handled this situation and let the boys actually remedy their situation?
Again, she's so good, and I just like, do you have anything you want to tell me? Is there anything else you want to tell me? And I'm glad. And actually, we saw a softer side of Yost.
We did.
We saw a softer side when he came in, and they were short, what, 2 cents? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Like,
close enough.
And that was kind of cool that we were going to do this. I love the whole story. Again, you're teaching the kids to be self-sufficient and learn lessons. Mm-hmm. And Abigail's a good mom. And
I'm glad they came around on their own. Like, you can definitely tell they already felt bad.
Yes.
And it was just a little nudge from Abigail to be like, is there something you want to tell me? And they eventually said it on their own.
Yeah.
They could have just kept up the lie and the facade.
But
it was endearing when they tried again.
Yes.
You know,
I loved watching her watch them.
Yeah, she was enjoying it.
And she was totally enjoying it. So she was like, this it was hilarious. And they were really trying to figure it out. I mean, even that cake didn't look so great.
Folding sugar is not easy.
No, I can't do it. So I'm like, I can't judge. But they were doing okay. They're working it out.
I can't cook to save my life. So yes. I'll give them these two boys trying to make up for another cake. That cake, as messy as it looked, it still looked pretty good.
Yeah, right now, because I can't have like sugar. That's why all the parts of the cake looked good to me last night. I was like, ooh, I would love some chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. But I did love how it was Elizabeth, Florence, and Yost. Like, let's try your cake, you know? And you know that adult solidarity support. Yes. I did like that. That was funny. Even though you can definitely tell it did not taste probably good.
No.
But it was still funny to see the adults still support.
So it's like, how do you
fold
sugar? I know. Trust me, I don't know either. I have no idea.
You're looking at... We're the creative people.
I know, exactly.
Maria's the cook, not
Yeah, Maria's the cook. She might just... I don't know how to fold sugar, so I don't know that either.
I couldn't even... Didn't even know where to begin with that. Honestly,
you won't
find me dead in a kitchen. I've said that before. But I did love this. It was a good lesson for the kids.
Yes.
And kids, you know, who are watching the show can learn from this too.
This season,
be honest up front. It's the message. Be honest up front.
Yes, but the kids this season have really, as we get closer to a season close, they really showcase these kids. These kids did a great job. These actors, and I'm just calling them actors. I didn't just kid actors. These actors did a great job season with their storylines.
Yeah,
they really.
And you know what I really liked is that no matter what age you are, you're always still a student. And look at Jesse. He's in his 20s, and he was the one in the pews learning at school. Yeah. Not the kids. I mean, we saw the kids for like a brief second, but they were leaving class.
Yeah.
Because Jesse was the student today, and I like that. It really doesn't matter what age you are.
Very true.
Forever student.
Yes.
Boom. All right. Let's get into Eleanor. This new woman comes to town, mm-hmm. Eleanor Roberts. We find out that she's Lee's silent partner. First of all, like, Lee and Eleanor are talking. I'm like, wait, who's Sam?
Yeah, I know. I was like, who's that? Yeah.
Like, have we ever seen him, mentioned him? And then apparently there was a silent partner. I'm like, oh, yeah, very silent.
Yeah. That was almost text you like, who's Sam?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I tweeted out. I was like, wait, did I miss something? Did I miss an episode? I don't know. But what were your thoughts of Eleanor? Did you trust her?
No.
At the beginning?
No.
No.
I'm with my girl, Rosemary. I was like, something is up with her.
Rosemary was not happy.
Her face, you should show a picture right now. That fake picture is hilarious, Marissa. The way you screenshot it. Her, because she was looking at her like, wait a minute.
She's not believing it.
No, and Rosemary she would know a person who is kind of doing shady stuff. And the way she was like, she asked all these questions, and then Lee's just like, oh, blah, blah. I like this, and I love the whole episode was about female intuition. That was the whole episode. Yes. Her and Abigail talked about that. The whole, you gotta trust female intuition, and I trust it. I have sisters and mother. I trust female intuition.
Yeah, I trust my own intuition.
I trust it.
So far, I've been right every single time with everyone who comes in here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true, but like I did like how Rosemary already, because when Eleanor was asking so many questions, a little too many questions for the sawmill, just trying to get all the business knowledge. We have that for here at AfterBuzz.
You're right.
People come in out of AfterBuzz all the time trying to figure out how we run our stuff. No, we're awesome. That's just it.
Right, hello.
Like, we're not going to tell you our secrets. We're just awesome.
That's right.
But Lee's doing a great job and for his business so well that Eleanor, it piqued her interest. Mm-hmm. She's trying to start her own sawmill in Benson Hills and trying to get Gowan involved. Your thoughts?
Went right to him, and I was like, and when he thought about it, you could tell, again, great character development, great acting also by him. By Martin, the whole thing was he was going back and forth in his brain. And I was like, okay, please don't go the route like I think you're going to do. Well, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do the sawmill. I'm like, okay. I was still nervous. And then when she sits there, they have that talk, and she's telling him that he wants Lee's. What papers?
Investment properties, yes. As I'm going through my notes here. She wants Lee's customer and pricing list.
Yeah.
You're going to take them from his office. Get comfortable. I'm like, woman, who do you think you are?
She's like, she got gangster all of a sudden. She was like, okay, Gallon. She did. And she was like, Gallon, like, she tried to read him a little bit, too. Like, okay, well, you're not that innocent yourself. You're a man or whatever. She's like, either you're in or you're not, or out. She's like, either you're in or out.
Seriously devalued. It was just the way that, like, she was trying to read him.
She did. And I was like,
people
wow.
don't think you're great. It was more so, like, in layman's terms. Like, people don't think right. you're as valuable as you really are. But you could use some value to me and stuff. But, like, the way she was delivering her lines, like, you're going to take
the actress was great.
From your office. It was, like, basically, duh. It's just the way she delivered it was so well.
Yeah, the actress was great. I don't know her name, but she was great. Jeanette says, when she called him devalued, I was like, no, she didn't. I know. I was like, wow, she is reading him. But Martin was so good how he showed his conflictedness when he was sitting there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the old guy, I just go for it and do it. But when he said yes, I was like, no! He said yes. I'm like, oh no, what's this going to do?
Question mark, yes.
But I was like, he's going that direction. And I was getting upset a little bit, going, no, don't slide back. Because it's possible with him to slide back. It's possible. But I'm like, so far you're doing this. I mean, that's how invested I am in the character. I'm like, don't do it. So anyway, that's how I felt about that.
No, I did like that. Because we've seen that slow progression of Gowan and his redemption. But I did like this time around where Gowan actually knew that this was something wrong. And he was actually conflicted. I mean, a year ago, he'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
How come I haven't done that
right,
before?
Right.
But now he's actually taking a moment to reflect on it. And he realizes that there's something wrong and shady about this woman and their actions, what she's asking him to do. And I like that. He took a moment.
Kate Isaac is her name.
Yes.
And apparently, she's been sweet on Twitter. So I'm going to follow her on Twitter. She's a great actress. I mean, she was good at it.
She was fantastic.
Oh, she was good. But you said delivery
cold.
Wasn't. I guess she was cold.
Cold.
She was cold. And see, Rosemary was right. Mm-hmm.
And I like it was from a woman, too.
Yeah, but
it's
the first woman female villain, right?
So far.
Like straight out villain, not like.
Or just like completely antagonistic, yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, you know, like, her name? Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name. She wasn't really a villain.
You're thinking of Greta, who was just here?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't really
wasn't.
Not really a villain, just kind of, you know. But yeah, this was she was out and out, like, I'm out for blood.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Lee. Try to attack our Lee.
Not for property.
Yeah.
But I did love how Gowan set it all up. He's like, yes, I will steal these, but I will catch you in the act anyways. And we got Bill involved. Did like that.
Yeah, I know Bill. Well, I was talking about that one scene when they were walking, he just walked up to Gowan and he's like, so I heard you took that job, you're leaving. And he was trying to read him too. Like, I mean, not to say poor Gowan, but like just said, he was getting it from all sides, except for a little from Abigail, but everybody else was just giving him shade about, like, you're not going to really change. Like, well, man, this could be my chance to change. I mean, like, things, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I know they're all kind of they're reinforcing in him, you are bad, you are bad, you are bad. So he has to really overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was bad.
Well, he's labeled as bad, unfortunately. People are still going to be wary around him. I mean, I still am. But I'm seeing the progression. Yes. I said it.
She sees it.
But,
she sees it.
But also, when you're offered a job and you can't, you know, disclose any information about it. Those are also red flags,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And even Abigail was like, if you can't talk about it, how good is it?
Okay. You know?
Your thoughts on the whole Abigail-Gowan conversation throughout this episode?
A few people were talking in here.
I know you probably love this.
You know, I do.
You're
know,
smiling.
I
can't.
Yeah,
I was like, Jamie's going to flip over this. I thought about it.
Yes, I am.
he's already laughing.
I do. I'm all in. I'm all the way in.
Romantically?
Yes, I'm in. I'm sold.
I'm totally fine with them being like civil business partners, friends. Keep it friends. We don't need a relationship.
I'm in.
We don't.
We need a relationship.
We don't need a love relationship with them.
We do.
We don't.
We do. I'm all in. I'm sold.
All right, let me know. Let us know, Hart. Are you all in, or are you just like, arm's distance like I am?
But for me, it was, again, great acting between Laurie and Martin, always. Great cinematography. We always put that on somebody's show. I love how they shoot certain scenes. Going back to the production standpoint of this, I look at everything. And the dialogue was just, I liked the dialogue. I mean, I was in. I was like, okay, this may not happen. Obviously, only one episode left. But I feel season six is going to be relationship. They're going to go on a date. Okay, we're not really doing any predictions. That's going to be my prediction for next season. They're going to go on a date.
That's your future prediction.
Future prediction. Abigailing. Okay, that's right.
Fair. That's your prediction.
She fights it every once in a while, but she'll come around at some point.
We'll get to my prediction. I did also like Bill in this episode. He had a funny moment at the beginning of the episode. The whole clinking of the jail.
Well, we learned Carson is a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
The little we saw learning, he's like, I don't like
maybe
anything.
That's like a preface for something that's about to come.
I think so too. But that's a good little tidbit to learn, and that he couldn't last in here, and you know, when he was a kid and he got locked in a room for like, did he say 30 minutes? Something the story went. But I like to be learning about him, that he's not perfect, that he has a phobia of sorts. Some of us have phobias. I'm scared of carrots and feet, but that's another story.
You are?
Yes, I have a phobia against feet and carrots.
What?
I know, it's just carrots. What's so scary about carrots?
It's
a total phobia. Phobias are irrational fears. I have an irrational fear of carrots.
You don't like carotene? Okay. That's probably why you have bad vision.
Exactly. I can't see nothing. Or anything. My better grammar.
Let me tell you, I'm completely digressive. Okay. Yes.
But anyway, but I like to be learned about him, and that was a funny scene. And then he had to go because Jesse got hurt. And you see Bill trying to, like, because you don't get locked in there, of course, he gets locked, but it was just kind of.
It's like a heartbeat. Sounds better.
I like that.
I was like, all right, Bill. Because you always see every time you put someone away, that he's always like,
yes.
Clink.
Yes. He likes that.
Clink. So I get it.
Yes, Bill has become the comedian. Yes, so. He has.
All right. So before we get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, shout out some Hardys.
Okay. I want to say for sure, Melissa Langley, who's on Twitter, she's always saying, World Masterpiece Chickens, Erica Porras. And I say this every time, Jeanette MSU.
What's up, Jeanette?
Hope Moorhead, Jamie Ann 211, Jessica Fazio, Sierra Schloloblom, I Heart Knit. Vanessa O'Hare, Christine Fosnight, Mauricia Carr, DRB 4448. That's Dawn. Is that Dawn?
Yes.
Hi, Dawn. Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. Trisha Kalstein, Rebecca K, Kelly Fogg, Mary Cole, Debbie Welch, the Queen of Regal. Who are you?
Oh, hey. No, she's been on my Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know you. I'm like, okay, Queen of Regal, if I know you're not.
Queen Regals.
Aaron Allen. Oh, Once Upon a Time.
Yeah,
Casey Simpson. Jamie Pickett. John G. 500. I believe I said your name correctly. And they say Jimmy Ann 211. Christian Davis. WYTV. I don't know that one either. Lori Meeker. We have some great people. You guys
Hi, Hardys.
We have 260 people in the chat.
Woo!
This is amazing. Rebecca
That's Kane, a lot.
Jennifer Barbary, Marge Stark. Yes, you are all.
Hardys
just
are showing up.
Emily Johnson, yeah. You guys,
oh my goodness.
Kimberly Rude, Tony.
And we had a nice comment in the iTunes as well.
Ooh,
so not only on YouTube, guys, you can always go to our iTunes, AfterBuzz TV, One Calls the Heart, and leave us a nice 5-star review.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no other stars because I'm not good with numbers other than 5.
Yes.
So just give us 5 stars and leave us a nice review and comment, and we'll read them. So just like this one, as I pull it up, I had it. this nice review that just was left. Sorry. As
okay.
I know. Like, I'm trying not to.
Pat Conley, Valerie Slover, Celtic Knots 56. I just saw a name that I was like, I'm like, that looks familiar. Kenzie Morris,
I have it. All right. Thank you, Hardys. We got a nice 5-star review iTunes is actually being problematic for me. I'm sorry. So I had it.
Well, here's one. Kristen Davis says, hey, I've been a fan of Marissa's forever.
Oh, hey.
Great hearing and seeing you, James. Wow, a fan of yours forever. Thank Kristen you. Davis.
I have done a lot of shows here.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. It's not pulling up for
some reason. Okay, we'll do it next time. We'll
problematic. It, yes. But thank you, everyone.
Oh,
tune into iTunes.
Love yes. Marissa since O-U-A-T.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, because I, thank you, I did Once Upon a Time in Ed.
Yes, you did. I guess on our show, one time I guess on our show.
Yes, you did.
I did.
That was a fun show.
That was fun, that
but
was
yeah,
fun show.
So tune into iTunes, our audio version.
Yes.
And we'll read our comments.
We got a lot
of ratings and comments.
We'll thank you.
We can have our special guest next week read some.
Yes.
That's another announcement.
Yes,
for
another announcement later.
Tune into that. All right, let's get to it.
Am I saying that way for a big therapy moment? Yes.
It's the therapy, guys. We have 25 minutes to digest all of this.
Yes.
The ending.
Thanks for laughing tonight. We needed
Elizabeth,
that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth, she gets unfortunate news from this mysterious Monty who just appears out of the shadows.
Yeah, it was out of the shadows. Like, it really was out of the shadows.
And it's news about Jack.
Yes.
Is he still alive? And he says, I'm sorry. And Elizabeth just breaks down.
Okay. I want to say, wailing. Okay. Many of you guys, some of you know, I cover the soaps. I watch the soaps. And there is one, if anybody knows any soap stuff, I'm going to tie this in really quick. On Days of Our Lives years ago, my favorite actress, Kristen Alfonso, who plays Hope Brady, they killed her son. Was he really kill kids on TV? They just rarely do that. And it was a similar scene when the doctor looks at her and the realization that she goes, "I'm sorry." You can go on YouTube; it's there. The way she wails just give me goosebumps right now. If you watched her hospital years ago, there's a scene where BJ's heart goes into her cousin Maxie, and the one mother is like, "We found a heart for our daughter," and realizes it's her niece. Where she goes, not Barbara Jean, and falls to the ground. So what I'm tying this into is Aaron's performance in that sequence. That was literally, 30 seconds? Aaron's recognition on her face.
The breakdown.
And that wail.
Slash the meltdown.
No, the wail.
The wailing.
I started sobbing like a baby. Because it made me, and what I want to know from her, and maybe one day you remember the story, yeah, killing Zach was horrible on Days of Our Lives, yeah. I wonder where she went as an actress to find that, because I could imagine losing my kids or losing, but I've had a lot of loss, obviously, in the last year and a half. And I would say losing my brother was the closest thing to what the wailing felt for me, the way she did it. It was so realistic. It was so quick. We went from this happy episode, and I remember I stood up. Now I want to hear how your reaction was too. I stood up. I was screaming at TV. I was like, no! I had this visceral reaction to the Mountie coming in to that, when she said, just say it, or say something. I started screaming at the TV. I mean, I don't do that very often, and I just found myself doing that. And when they panned, again, production note, when they panned out, and Abigail is trying to,
like, pick her up.
Yes, and she fought, and just that. I was going to tears my eyes again just now, because I'm like, this is such a, it was so powerfully done. So what was your initial reaction when you saw it? You saw it first.
I saw it later. Because I was just live tweeting all this. And, you know, you tend to lose a lot of information when you're live tweeting,
yes.
So you have to generally go back. Yes. I first, because it was such a short moment, I was like, wait, what? Literally, what? And I had to rewind it.
Oh, okay.
I had to actually rewind it and have them explain to me again that is he still alive? And the Monty says, I'm sorry, no. There was no exchange of actual names.
No, I know, right.
But when she actually asked Jack, she named Jack.
She did.
And he said, I'm sorry. That was kind of like a confirmation of possible death. But also, I'm very, and you know, the whole pullback image, and if
yes.
you look at it, like, I love the framing of this.
Oh, no,
hello,
yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Because it literally says Northwest Mounted Police.
Yeah.
Mounted Police. With Jack. And Elizabeth is crying. And I just...
Yeah, I know.
Literally,
it
makes me cry
again.
Because the only thing I could think of was, what? this felt like a moment that could have been a finale cliffhanger.
Yes.
So I was just surprised it came so early in this episode, or it was the last thing of this, but like early, not as a finale, but the penultimate episode to a finale. And it just leaves a lot of questions. Is Jack really gone? Is he dead? But also, we watch so much television and movies and stuff. I can't really confirm deaths until I actually physically see it on screen. We only have word of mouth. And we know word, like, messages get lost in translation all the time. Hello, Romeo and Juliet.
All right.
But it's just, we need the visual confirmation that he's not there anymore. And we haven't seen him yet.
No, we haven't.
So that's why I'm still trying to stay positive that he's alive or something happened. But we don't know. We don't know the production end of it.
We don't.
What's going behind the scenes of the actual show. So
I just know for me, because I just went through this kind of. So I know for me, it hit me very viscerally, because 5 seasons I've gotten used to this character and these characters, and how life can be sometimes, and I know this personally, it can, shocking things happen. But this is a TV show, so I'm wondering what the truth will be, and obviously we'll find this out next week. So there is, you know, you guys are asking us for hope. I know 6 long days, yes.
Yeah.
There's always hope. I mean, that's my mantra. There's always hope. I mean, you never know.
But again, there's always death in real life. And it happens. I mean, he is a police force. It is part of
it is
just the duty and the act of call. And then there are stages of death. And like, if this really is a death, this is the denial part.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, for us.
Like,
right,
we're
right.
Still in denial that yes. is happening. Yes. Some people have already skipped to anger.
I know.
But eventually, I mean, we have a few more stages in between with, you know, depression and grief and all that.
Right.
But and bargaining. But eventually we'll get to acceptance if it is.
My thought is, and I say this with the soaps also, stay with the show. At least watch the season finale. Do not. I've heard people say they want to abandon. Do not abandon the show. The show as a whole is still very important television, right, Marissa?
Yes,
very
absolutely. There's still messages and lessons to be had,
yes.
No matter who is there or who's not.
Exactly. So we're all in denial. We're all feeling it. We're here. Marissa and I are here with you. We're feeling. I texted her.
We were
right
texting
after,
last night about this.
I couldn't.
This is like around midnight.
Yeah, I had. But you know what's so funny? I had to talk to somebody. And by now, the Hardys were in bed by then. Yeah. I texted Marissa, and I had to talk it out with her, because I felt that. So we're Hardys, too. We feel it. But also from the TV production side, which we're in also, support the show still. Let's all tune in together next week.
Yes. It's also, it's Hardy solidarity, you know, and we love this show from the beginning. Yes. Jack is a big part of the show, but also so is everybody else in the town. I mean, we're still watching, and Jack hasn't been there for the last few weeks,
from
the last few episodes, but we're still watching it. They're still keeping us engaged, and there's still stories to be told. So there is, and we're not confirming anything because we obviously don't know.
I don't know anything.
A lot of people are in speculation right now.
Yes.
But I have to just say, just try to keep positive.
Yeah.
Just keep positive.
And I'll tell you, for me, because I do watch a lot of TV shows and I do a lot of stuff. Anything is possible, but just no one person is the show.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that's on any show. No one, I mean, not just one person is the show. He was part of a great ensemble. And a lot of these actors are beautiful, wonderful, talented actors and the writers are giving us great story. There's reasons for everything. And like you said, next week, let's all come together as Hardys. Watch next week. But I also want to say, too, because, you know, I guess because my life coaching comes out, I do want to say you have a right to feel whatever you feel. I don't want to discount anybody's feelings.
Yes, definitely your prerogative.
Your prerogative. You feel whatever you want, and I totally support that. But I'll support the show, and I want to make sure that I'm going to write this out. I'm going to see what happens next week.
Yes.
And I'll probably cry with everybody and feel what's going on, everybody's feeling, and it's going to be a tough episode to watch, I'm sure. But it's going to be a great hour of television, regardless of what it is. It'll be another great hour of television from the Wayne Costa Hart family.
I can't even imagine what's
I can't either. It's gonna be crazy.
I'm literally speechless.
Yeah, same. And I was so we want you to know that we were speechless. We were feeling what you were feeling too. So we're with you. And you guys ask us, we're with you. We're with you in solidarity as Hardys, but we also are with the talented writers and Papa Hardy and you saw that there were and see and what's really great about this show, and Marissa, I think you agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
They know, the network knows how important the Hardys are to the show. I don't know any other show on television where network executives,
the actual executives,
talk to the fans.
Have videos, video messages. No other show does that.
I don't know.
And I can tell you, because we are AfterBuzz TV, we cover 500 plus shows.
No.
No other show has had executive producers of networks directly speak to the fans.
Yes.
So that's something. Like, take that for what
no,
it is.
No one's ever
going to do that.
Karen Helser, yes. Does anybody remember Bobby Young on Dallas TV? Where the whole season, the whole season was a dream. He was in the shower. He's like, good morning. I mentioned it before. He's like, so funny. Yeah, so anything's possible. And then, like someone said here earlier, it may even open up a whole new possibility of storylines for Elizabeth. Some people have their own predictions in here I'm seeing. I'm not going to read them off because there's the predictions. I see them in there. But like Jennifer Barber says, I'm a Hardy for life also. Yeah. I said I will never forsake the Hardys on the show.
We'll keep watching the show.
We'll keep watching the show. But yes, we are also with you. We're in solidarity. We're upset too. We're wondering.
We're baffled right now.
We're baffled. That's it. We are baffled because we don't know anything at all. We don't know anything. So this was news to us also. So we're with you. And we felt for, and we did talk about this. We said we really feel for the other Hardys. So we feel for this fan base. Because again, the network knows how important you are to the show. They do know this. And I saw, it was like 99,000 tweets or something last time. Like they get it.
Huge.
They recognize you. They get it. And the problem is they can't, see, writers can't write for fans per se. They have to write what they feel and what producers and networks, they have to write a certain way. So they really can't write for you, but they do acknowledge your feelings. I see that in there. So
they're very self-aware.
So yes. Keep that in mind also. That doesn't happen. Trust me. As we do enough TV, that does not happen anywhere else. Does not happen anywhere else. So I see people speculating things. I wouldn't even speculate anything yet. Just let's see.
We still have another episode.
There were no spoilers.
What happens in 42 minutes?
There was no spoilers or anything either. I didn't see any spoilers right?
So. I mean, even the tease was just clips of old things that we've seen in this past season.
And then you saw Aaron and Lori at Home and Family. And they held hands and was like, they looked at each other. I'm like,
okay, oh. So yeah, that brings us to news. A little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah, so on Home and Family, Aaron and Lauren and Daniel will be appearing with Brian Bird.
I will be tuning in.
They're going to be doing Facebook Live April 23rd.
Their first one.
2008. Their first one post-season.
Yes.
So something's about to drop.
I know.
Whether it be good or bad news.
I can't wait.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
It's going to be very, very interesting. It'll be moderated by Brian Bird.
3 p.m.
I don't.
Oh, it's during my show. Oh, I'm going to be able to watch it live.
Well, I'll watch it.
I was watching it at 4. Let me know. I would do my show at the time.
It's 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But.
Yes.
You guys.
Yes.
Immediately after that.
Yes.
Tune back to our show.
Yes.
Because next week, we have Brian Bird and Alfonso Moreno coming on the show. They're going to be here.
They'll be here.
Physically in studio. They're going to be at Home and Family, and then they're going to come to
right
us.
Right here, because we're nearby.
That's right. So, if all your questions are answered during this Facebook
come
Live,
watch our show.
They're going to be answered here.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
they'll be here.
We have Papa Bird and Alfonso coming next week in studio.
They will be here.
So, they have some explaining to do.
Yes, they do. And
in person.
Yes, we will be here all together as a family, a Hardy family.
Yes. So,
who's Alfonso?
Alfonso Moreno, he's a new executive producer of this season as well of this show.
He appeared at
HFR3 thanks to these amazing photos from our lovely When Calls the Heart photographer.
Yes.
extraordinaire herself, Ardra Morse.
Very excited. Yes.
Amazing.
And Brian's been on our show every season.
Every season.
He's come on here every season.
He's
our
most recurring guest.
Yes.
He's great.
He's great.
Yeah, he's coming. He's going to be here.
Okay, folks.
Sitting
so
right here next get ready. Week. So, no, I don't know what Monday's Facebook Live is going to bring. But
I don't know either.
I'll let you know. We'll bring it here. So, it's going to be good.
It's going to be very interesting, folks.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we will. It's going to be you're going to want to tune in with us and be with us next week.
Yes.
For sure.
So tune in for the executive producers next week.
Yes.
It's going to be an amazing after show. Whether it's good news or bad news, well, let's keep it positive.
Yes.
And speaking also of positive, also a great thing that happened too, just of yesterday, which was April 15th, 2018, yes. Putting a timestamp on this show,
yes.
We had Christian Cooper and Ava Grace Cooper were at the Young Entertainers Award, and Ava actually won.
Congratulations,
Ava.
Nice.
Yeah, she was nominated for the Best Recurring Young Actress, 12 and under.
Wow.
AfterBuzz was actually at this carpet as well, so make sure to go on YouTube and check out a bunch of interviews on the red carpet.
Yeah, there
you go. Oh, you guys were there? Oh,
AfterBuzz was also represented.
Yeah.
See, we cover it all. Our after show.
Yeah,
we
cover everything.
Too.
Oh, how nice.
Go check out that interview.
Yes.
Good
for her.
Yeah, so good things are also happening with them. Yeah. You know, the cast.
They're great. They're great. They're all great cast. They're great. They're so talented.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
So much. So much. All right.
I know.
Let's get into, we can't do devotions today because everyone's just speculating.
Said you needed us, so that's why we're here.
Yes.
So devotions will happen another time.
Devotions are for another therapy day.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, you said you needed us.
Maybe next week if we have time.
Yeah, if we have time.
The actual author with us, too.
Yeah,
why not?
That's true.
Okay. All right, so let's get to predictions, then.
And now... You're after Buzz.
TV predictions.
Ooh, I missed that.
I missed
that last week. You weren't here.
I know, I was here.
But yeah, shout out to Amber Rachel. Thank you for your filling
yes,
from
the
Hallmarkies podcast.
Yes, thanks for trying to for filling in. I mean, I know some stuff, but it was great. I'm mostly drained.
James. Go. There's so much.
There's so many different things. I have a feeling it's going to be this next episode is going to be. Centered around what we think it might be, the whole town coming together for something, and it's going to focus on that. I just think it's going to focus on that. I think it's going to bring everyone closer together. That's my prediction. Everyone closer together. And but like I said, my season six predictions. I have a bunch of season six stuff that, but that's season six. But I think this next episode is going to be a real, true, hearty family episode. That's what I think.
Yeah.
My prediction, I'm going to cry several times, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Bring out your Kleenexes. We're going to need them.
I'm sure. So, Marissa, we'll lead up to the prediction queen, Miss Marissa Serafini.
Prediction queen. Oh, my goodness. Is it crazy to say don't have predictions or the one that I do want to
say? See, it's funny. I know.
No one wants to hear.
Nope.
So I'm not sure if I should even say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Because I don't want to bring it to fruition.
That's why I didn't say it either. I don't want to say it.
I'll just leave it at that. But
yes.
I definitely think it's going to be heartfelt and emotional. We're going to lose it.
Yes.
No matter what it is.
I agree.
For the finale, it's going to be a lot of emotion.
We're going to see some great acting.
Yeah. Upheavals galore. Oh, Aaron's acting was, it's always amazing. But I have a feeling it's going to be a sad episode, though.
See, me too. I just have a feeling, too. I need Kleenex and wine.
I need wine right now.
Yeah, I know. Love that it is. And wine.
I'll bring the wine. You bring the champagne. Is that too much?
That's not too much. There'll be four of us. It'll be too much.
Yeah, that's true.
But no,
I
agree. I'm not saying it either to put out in the universe, but I think the town's going to come together. We can say that. The town's going to come together, and it's going to be a beautiful, I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful heart.
Hearty episode. Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we still have another episode.
We do.
A lot can happen in 42
days. That's very true.
I've seen crazy stuff we watch a lot of television.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I've seen crazy things that go one way then completely change
the
last 5 minutes.
That's very true.
So keep it positive, you guys. It's just keeping the positive faith.
Yes.
And keeping hope alive in Hope Valley.
Yes, and once we, and where we're covering, we get either direction, then we can go from there. It's almost like real life. You just kind of, okay, this is a possibility, there's possibilities. don't panic yet until it's finally either said or not said.
Still keep it fun. Yeah. Speaking of fun, I found the iTunes review. Oh, you found it? Okay, go. So I will leave us on a happy note,
yes,
you guys.
Yes, do that, yes.
Thank you to DJMB222. She left us a nice 5-star review. Said, love it. Marissa and James are great. This podcast is fun and uplifting. So no matter how sad the episode is, hopefully we can still keep your spirits alive. James and Marissa have great rapport, and I enjoy tuning in every week. Thank you. So keep tuning in. Yes,
keep tuning in.
Thank you, Hardys. Keep tuning in.
Because when the show's on, we're on. We have fun.
We're still going to be here.
We're supporting the show.
And Jane and Brian and Alfonso are still going to be here.
Yes.
Next week. As well. For a finale. It's the finale episode next week. Oh, my goodness.
It went by so fast. The season went by fast.
So fast. It's already here. Yeah. All right. James.
I know.
In the meantime, where can we keep following you?
You can follow me where all James Law Jr.'s are sold at James Law Jr. I'll get my new book. It's called Six Equal One. You get it on Kindle or just regular. And the book itself feels good. I picked this kind of cover, and it's really nice to feel.
Oh, I love books.
Yes, I'll get one for you. And you get on Amazon, if you're in LA area, I have some workshops coming up. Go on to thesuperorganizeduniverse.com for details. Come join me.
Yes, go join him, and you can always follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. Follow everybody here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, all those fun social media platforms. Yes. Next week we have Brian and Alfonso joining us. You definitely don't want to miss that. Definitely tune in for the Facebook Live event as well. And then you tune into us. Thank you, Hardys, and we will see you for the finale.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Hardys.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.